It is the WIP Afternoon Show. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Getting ready for the weekend. Beautiful. Is this weather going to keep up, man? This is awesome. We are at Chickies and Pete's at Packer Avenue in South Philly. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or a post-game feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. These West Coast games are tough, man. 10 p.m. starts are tough. I can get to the – now that with my new life and I'm not waking up at 4 in the morning anymore, I could probably get through – 3 innings live, 4 innings live. These are going to have to be morning watches. Dude, you can speed through a baseball game. I use the MLB extra innings app.
Yeah.
If you speed through, if you go from pitch to pitch to pitch with that fast forward 15-second button, you can get through a game in an hour. It just doesn't have that same drama that it has when you watch it in real time.
For sure. And you got Knowles on the mound tonight, so... Yep. Should be a fairly quick game unless he gets hit, knock on wood. But, yeah, this is one of the benefits of the new rules of baseball. It is a West Coast game, but they're usually about 2.5 hours long.
They're quicker than they were.
Yeah, much quicker. And so, I'll keep checking in. The draft moves a little quicker tonight, but they have 2 rounds to go through. So, usually the draft is over. Around midnight.
Is it 5 minutes in between picks tonight?
Yes, the picks are shorter tonight. Yeah. And they're going through 2 rounds, so usually around 11:30, 12 o'clock.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, so if I'm going back and forth, I may wind up watching about 6 innings of the Phillies game tonight. So I might be able to get through 6 innings.
What I'm thinking for my night, let me paint you the picture.
What you got?
My wife is out of the country. It is her birthday. For her birthday, she went out of the country with our sister-in-law. So it's just me and the dog, me and Rebel. Mm-hmm. I'm going to settle in. There's NBA
tonight.
Now,
you said our sister-in-law.
Well, my wife and I's sister-in-law.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
How does that work? Your sister?
Oh, no. It is her brother's wife.
Her brother's wife. Gotcha.
Yeah. Paige.
I didn't think that far ahead.
Paige worked here. Paige worked here briefly.
I do know Paige. Oh, Paige.
Paige is... Joe from Fans of Philly, that is Paige's wife. So Paige and Val are in Paris. And I told Paige, by the way, Paige.
They were out in Arizona with us.
They were. Paige can party. I was like, you better bring her home. That's all I'm saying.
I have my wife out in the streets of Paris.
Yeah, you do whatever you want when you're there. She sent me a thing so I could track her on the iPhone in case
so
anything
you don't lose
happens.
Her.
Yeah. So tonight, here's what it's going to be for tonight. So Phillies also have some NBA playoffs. I pour. You know, a little glass of stateside vodka.
Ooh, nice.
And then when I feel like I'm about 45 minutes from bedtime, that's when I pop one of those 10-milligram little chewable.
What you doing, gummies?
One of the gummies. I sleep like a baby on a Friday night with a little, like, oh, man.
Oh, you hanging out with Hugh Douglas? You doing gummies?
It's a little easier for me to sleep. I get a little anxious before bed. It just takes the edge off.
Holy hell. And you got bad hips. So, yeah, you deserve to have a gummy or two.
Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on. So.
If I can't have a real thing, I don't need it.
What, the real thing?
Well, I'm just saying, if I'm eating gummies, man, just go ahead and fire up.
I don't like all that. Too much of it.
Me either.
I can't see straight.
Listen, we're talking college days. I'm just saying, though, the gummy thing, although I did do CBDs, whatchamacallit gave me, I ordered them from his website, LeGarrette Blunt.
Oh, that's right.
CBD
He's got the
thing.
CBD
yeah,
stuff.
That's right. Yeah.
So Eagles make the pick at 22 last night. The pick is Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. And he said this about who – in part, he modeled his game after.
I feel like I can come in and play inside, outside. I mean, I got some vets in front of me that, I mean, I can really learn from, really soak the game up for. I mean, Darius Slay, that's somebody who I modeled my game after, and James Bradberry. So, I mean, it don't matter where I play. I just want to help the team.
Now, the Bradberry thing to the side. Do you see any Slay in his tape?
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I mean, listen, the speed is there. We'll see how much confidence he plays with as far as making plays on the football. You know, that's the one thing that separates Slay throughout his career is that he was a magnet for the football, and he wasn't afraid to make big plays. You got to have a little bit of a gambler's mentality to sort of do that, and you have to have the you have to have the stones to fail. You can't be afraid to fail in those situations.
Right.
And that's what Slay has always thrived on as a player. And if this kid can display that at this level, we're going to love him. But when you just think about his technique as a DB, he's about as polished as they come. Like, he obviously can use some more coaching. Here's the other thing I didn't mention earlier. This seems like a Vic Fangio decision.
Really? Why is that?
Well, because I think when you have a couple of corners that you feel like there's very little difference in, then it becomes, what do you prefer? Who fits better in your scheme and what you want to do? So when you take a corner from a smaller school, to me, it wouldn't surprise me if Vic Fangio gave the stamp of approval of saying, yeah, if I had to choose between these two, that's the one I would choose. He would be the one I would choose.
I would imagine a defensive coordinator of his stature, you don't bring him in without wanting his opinion.
Yep.
Especially, as you were saying, it does seem like all these top-rated cornerbacks from like five or six of them are not interchangeable in their skill sets, but interchangeable in their sort of like ratings on your board.
Yep.
Yeah, and if he's going to be the one calling the defense, him looking at it and sort of saying, giving his blessing is probably a big idea.
Yeah, he's saying, this is what I like. Yep.
215-592-9494. OG Wade wants to talk about the A.J. Brown contract extension. What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG, glorious day yesterday. We signed A.J. 3 more years.
Yeah.
Close your door.
Let me do this here, right? Let me just get this straight. Now, I want to clear the air first about Jack. I just hit Jack up. Jack trying to put it on a couch. I said, Jack, don't even go there. Nobody's couch sound like a fart, all right? And nobody does a show from their couch. I mean, when we at home, we get in the chair with the table and all that stuff. Just let that go. I told him, just buy it. Just pay for it. And then you just got to go through the whole year.
Yep.
It's going to hurt.
Nobody's couch sounds like a fart.
Question the lineup. And
hey, listen. Hey,
wow, listen. It got you. It's got you, OG. You're cracking up over there. Okay.
But let me say this, though. Now, about this, because I've been getting killed on Twitter over this AJ thing, because I'm the one that put out there
as you should.
that he was getting traded. So, I'm a play along with you guys. But I'm going to ask y'all on a serious note, if you are the Eagles, your business now, okay? AJ is your product. You know you have an issue with him and you're facing your organization, okay? Now, you also know that you just got out of this situation with Carson Wentz where you had to eat a lot of money, you know, in that situation. So trading AJ, you would have to eat a lot of money doing that. So it's going to hurt you on the surface. Wouldn't it be more valuable for you to extend AJ in that contract now? That way, if you go through the season and something else or nothing changes, like this thing rears its head again, where you actually have to get rid of him, wouldn't a team be willing to give you more, or wouldn't you be able to get more for him signed, sealed, and delivered versus him on the last year of a contract where he can actually take their number one pick that they getting, or two pick that they getting for him, and then he don't want to sign with that team.
But dude, so he's not on the last year of his contract. He's got 2 more years left.
I know that. I'm saying at the end of this year he would be on his last year if he didn't sign an extension, correct?
Yeah, I think so, and I don't know the answer to this question. The answer probably lies in how much, like, what the cap implications of trading him after this deal are, and I don't think any of us have that answer. Yeah, I would agree that, assuming that his performance stays where it is, that him being signed to a contract is more, it makes him more valuable than if he is not signed to a contract. But I don't know what the cap implications of that are. So if what you're trying to say is they're signing him to make it easier to trade him, I sort of doubt that that is what's happening here.
No, I'm not. That's not what I'm. What I'm saying is that if in fact things go south again, where would we be at where we have to trade him? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
What would be a better situation for us Would it be to extend him now or just to have him on his last year of that contract and we and everybody know you got to get rid of him, so you really ain't getting much for him? You'll probably get a fourth or a fifth, you know what I'm saying? So that was just my point. And then the timing of the extension was Howie and them trying to see how we want to go into this draft. Because if AJ's agent is asking for too much, then we might as well draft a receiver with this 22nd pick. You see what I'm saying? So there's a whole lot of stuff going on there. So it doesn't mean that AJ wasn't an issue in that locker room. That only means that the Eagles is still a business. You still got to deal with, no matter if he's bad, good, or indifferent, you got to deal with the situation at hand. And I'm telling people, the reason why I said that I would trade him, because I would much rather, if you're not getting along with the face of my organization, if I know this, I would much rather get rid of you now because your stock is so high than get rid of you later where your stock is so low. If I'm going to do it, I might as well, you know, do it that way. No, I don't want to trade AJ. But I'm just saying, if I had to, I would rather do it now than later. That's all I was saying.
Well, they're not going to trade him, OG. He's going to be here, and we're going to go win a Super Bowl with him. How about that?
Well, I'm hoping about that.
Hold on, Ben. What do you mean, L?
History. I thought for him.
Oh.
Yeah, that's an L for Wade. Oh, not for him.
Well, history has shown that you don't win with a top five wide receiver.
Oh,
so,
God, here we go.
I'm just telling you, don't call me a hater. Just call me a comeback guy.
Well,
you know,
well, how about this? How about this, OG? What if I rank him number 6? Would it be okay to win then?
Yeah, you might win a Super Bowl with
him. He's got you there. All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
All right, bro.
All right.
Today's Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. After last night, has Joel Embiid regained your trust? 66% say yes, 34% say no. Now, Embiid was largely the reason they won last night. Mm-hmm. But without the play of one role player, they do not win that game. Now, I've been begging Nick Nurse for a while, put campaign in instead of Buddy Hield. I don't know what the hell happened to Buddy Hield between Indiana and here, but that guy is cooked. He can't get open. When he does get open, and I think this is what officially broke Nick Nurse last night, he had a wide-open corner three, wide open off a Paul Reed offensive rebound, and he blew that, smoked a layup. Nick Nurse pulls him, puts in campaign, who hits 2 threes immediately, dancing up court after he hits the threes. I love that guy. Lays it up. I mean, the jolt of energy, the points, all of it. And here was campaign after the game about his appearance.
A lot. Energy costs nothing. You got to sometimes, like, I don't know, I was pumping the crowd up tonight. I don't know. We as humans, we feed off energy. We feed off confidence. We feed off things. But, you know, you always negative on somebody. You may not get the full potential. And sometimes a lot of the bench guys, that's our job, to keep giving guys confidence. Keep showing love to the guys that's out there playing. Because you never know when you might be out there. You want that energy back. You want that. It brings confidence to the team. It makes everybody pick up their whatever it is. Pick it up, though.
Energy costs nothing.
Yeah.
And he's right. That, the confidence, first of all, when you act like that, and I'm not for celebrating when it isn't necessary, mm-hmm. but the vibe that he gives, I think not only energizes the crowd, that makes the crowd believe, it makes the other players on the team believe. Like, yeah. I think that confidence and that energy is absolutely contagious.
No, it's and that's what role players are there for, to provide those types of little sparks to come in and give the team a little jolt of energy if that's what they need, you know, and make the most of the minutes when you get them. Like, you can't go out there as a role player and be someone that takes away from the team. You know, I played that role. I know what that's like, to be a guy that goes in and fills in, whether it's as the nickel linebacker or whether it's somebody in short yardage, goal line, whatever it may be. I know damn well if I get my opportunity to go out there, I'm not supposed to go out there and allow first downs and give up catches to tight ends, because you know what's going to happen? The starter's going to look at me like, man, get him off the field.
Right.
What is he doing out here? So when you go out there and you got limited snaps or you got limited time, you need to go out there and make the most of it. And that's where you're going to get the respect of your teammates, and they're going to love you because they're going to say, you know what? He embraces his role, and he plays it to the fullest. He doesn't half-ass his role. And there are some guys who don't appreciate or don't necessarily thrive in that role, and they become a negative to the team.
Well, and the idea of him staying ready, too, and not pouting.
Yep.
Like he was, Nick Nurse said, he was that campaign was upset that he wasn't getting minutes. And by the way, when the Suns made the run to their finals 3 years ago, he was a part of that. And he was upset that he wasn't getting minutes, but when he got in there, he wasn't moping, he wasn't pouting, he didn't make it about him. He hit big shots. It was great. I was so excited. When that first one went in, I was like, oh, we're getting one of these campaign games. It's time for the text line, which is brought to you by Mount Holly Nissan. New 2024 Nissans are arriving daily at Mount Holly Nissan. Minutes from everywhere, just over the bridge, online at mthollynissan.com.
Who's this guy charting my steps into the building? Quinyon in South Philly.
Oh, he's about Elliot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Quinyon's going to learn about Elliot real quickly. Ocho Cinco learned about him. Quinyon's going to learn about it, too. So, at least, and look, if the, I'm excited for, what's his name? The guy from the Steelers, Kenny Pickett. I'm excited for Kenny Pickett to learn that Elliot is going to chart every pass that he throws in training camp. What's next?
Since Travis Kelce is half an Eagle, don't you have to ding Howard for saying he would never get with Taylor Swift and they are all but married? Tom from Abington.
Wait a minute. What did Howard say?
Well, he's been anti-love when it comes to Taylor and Travis.
He thinks they're not in love.
Yes. Well, I mean, he was really against the relationship in the beginning, really downplayed it, said it was just going to be a little thing, that they were just having fun right now. He didn't really believe that they would be serious and in love with each other.
Does this hurt his Eagles Insider of the Year rankings?
No, it doesn't really. Okay. It doesn't hurt the rankings, but it does make me look at him a little side-eyed. And quite frankly, he needs reports like he had yesterday to make me forget about a lot of things he said.
Yeah, he has, especially you two. You know, you've live and let live. You've put the past behind you.
I've tried to.
And the Taylor Swift thing, look, Dad, you're not a 16-year-old girl. Like, you could chill out on how much you like Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Like, she's allowed to be in a relationship.
Stop saying you're a Swiftie.
Yeah. It's a little much. It's a little much. What's next?
Wait, nobody else watches Mac football? Ben in the producer booth.
Yeah. No.
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 That's your guy's loss.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell's family is probably who is watching. What is it called on Tuesday night?
It's called Maction. It's like action, but it's Mac at the beginning.
No, we get it.
Yeah. Thanks for explaining it.
Well, I got a tweet that said Mac Chum.
Mac Chung?
Maybe I didn't
like
explain
Connie
it well.
Chung?
Oh, no, yeah. When you said Maction, I kind of knew what you meant.
Yeah. What's next?
The newest Eagle, Quinyon Mitchell, should have the nickname Rocket Man because he is from Toledo and has great speed. Nick in Delaware.
Hold on. I've already called him Rocket Man.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm waiting on it to pick up. Yeah, I called him Rocket Man. I tweeted out last night. So his hashtag will have the rocket emoji with it. Yeah, yeah. Rock Toledo Rockets.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'll run with it, Rocket Man. Yeah. We can just start. Let's start it here. Start calling Rocket Man here.
It only gets credit with us.
What's next?
What the hell, guys? John at the airport.
Johnny Airport.
So.
Yeah.
In discussing this Insider of the Year thing.
Eagles Insider
of the Year. Eagles Insider of the Year. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You know, in describing D-Gun earlier today.
Yep.
I knew there was a chance he could be listening.
Uh-oh.
And he may not have liked what I said about his last insider information that didn't necessarily pan out.
His Hassan Reddick report that Reddick would play on his contract with the Eagles.
Yep. Received the text shortly after. Just three words. No, four words. You're dead to me.
Eagles Insider of the Year ruining friendships.
Well, I'm just saying, D-Gun was not happy with my assessment of his last insider information, nor did he appreciate the fact that I was pumping up someone else.
D-Gun.
And really taken away from him.
We're just calling him like we see him here.
And you're no longer tied for first place, D-Gun.
Yeah, this is – I'm sorry. Well, the rankings have not come out yet. We have until Wednesday. D-Gun, you have a whole weekend to have some reports. We call these like we see them, D-Gun. Yes. We want you to – we want ultra competitive. We want we want all of the candidates to succeed. What's next?
Wow, what a well-produced show. Jack in Westchester.
Text line. Oh, we miss you, Jack. Farty McFarterson over there, Jack. Well, another week in the books. This is week two of the new afternoon show. Mm-hmm. Jack wasn't able to stay for the draft show yesterday because he had a
wedding.
Rehearsal dinner.
A rehearsal yesterday.
Tonight he has a wedding. He is giving his best man speech today. My advice to you, Jack, if you're listening, keep the mic away from the nether regions, as you never know how sensitive they are. You never know how sensitive they are.
Question the lineup. And
quick prediction, Eagles 2 picks in the second round. What do they do?
I'm not going to give you players, even though I have players wrote down here.
Okay.
I'll give you the positions I think they address tonight.
Okay.
I think we get a linebacker tonight.
Okay.
And I was going back and forth between safety and another corner.
The other one's going to be an offensive line.
Nope. Not going for that. I'm going to go linebacker and a D lineman tonight.
Okay.
They get an edge rusher and a linebacker tonight.
We will see. The draft show tonight is Robbie E. and Elliot Shore Parks. They will take you through to the end of draft programming tonight. That is next. Wait, no. Then no. Elliot and Rob until the Phillies.
Yes.
Until the Phillies. So they won't take you to the very end. They will take you until leading off. We will see you on Monday. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Oh, no.
Ike, you got a thing.
I do have a thing.
I think it's, aren't you bald and beautiful? Bald
I
and beautiful.
Am.
Bald
Once
and
again,
beautiful.
You, yeah. love, you love that one, don't you?
Yep, I
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, balls. Yeah, for years I've heard Dr. Cloud on WIP talking about his amazing services. Spike just mentioned. Yep, yours truly is bald and beautiful, even if you don't agree. But not everybody can be so lucky to be me. Now, Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for trans-epidermal delivery. It's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles. And both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com, and tell them Ike sent you.